Safia, carry on, sister. Next section. And Ife, finish up the last section.
I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas that create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogma, for dogma is a prison of my mind, of the mind.
I am of value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human, in being a self-defining value. My name is man, my name is woman. I formed myself for my mandate. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being of value, to realize the glory of being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I shall never be alone. For I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am the cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person.
Now, it's important for you to join the presenter, whoever is leading us. You are joining them. You in your own space, in your own house, in your own school, in your own cluster, you are saying this out loud. Okay, it is so important that you participate in that way. So when it is your turn, you will have said it many, many times. Okay, I want to remind you, next week, this starting Monday, I want to be able to call on any one of you and say, let's go for it. Or at any part of this that you know it. Front and back, up and down, in and out. We have 2 minutes left. What is a geodesic circle? Anybody or any guess?
Geology students, after next week you should know what that is, but I shall tell you today. Geodesy is the measure of the curvature of a planet. And when something is geodesic, that means it is rounded like a planet.
Okay, now who can just repeat what you just learned from Brother Balagun?
Oh, can you hear me? Okay, it's the circle in the earth. It's another planet that has curves like the earth.
Brother Balagun, would you repeat that? He's thinking that it's another planet that has curves like the earth. Not quite.
The earth.
Any geodesic circle for in terms of geology, as you will soon learn it, refers to any object. It could be another planet, could be the Earth, it could be similar objects, planetoids. Anything that is rounded like a planet is rounded. Our Earth is spherical in shape. It is not a perfect sphere, but it is spherical in shape. Geodesy, as you will learn later, is the study of the Earth's curvature. So when something is a geodesic circle, it is curved. It is curved. Any object that is rounded like a planet.
Alrighty. Mook. So you understand when you're saying, I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. Alrighty, well, I want you to remember for the rest of this day that you are the eternal person. Please do your work. Please, we are preparing you to be the leaders of the future. It is a privilege to go to IA Education Institute, and it is even more privilege to teach here, to teach these wonderful, powerful minds that are leaders today and will be leaders of tomorrow. I want to say with that, I appreciate you very much. Let's leave with any appreciations you have for the school, for your parents, for our people, for today, for yourself, Asha.
I appreciate this day. I like sitting on the pre-camp class. That's all I can teach you. It's easy to understand. And I just love the school, so that's my appreciation. Okay, bye.
I appreciate all the teachers, all the students, all the subjects.
I appreciate all the students, and I appreciate all the teachers for teaching today, and I appreciate Babu Kessa for showing me how to make student pages and just learning how to work the wiki.
I appreciate being able to be here, being able to sit in the pre-calculus class, and I also found out that I have studied pre-calculus before, and I didn't know it, so thank you.
All of you, if you have been studying mathematics before you learned calculus, you have been studying pre-calculus. As I told you before, I really do not like using that word. I only use it so that we can understand what we are studying in relationship to what everybody else studies. Everything before calculus is pre-calculus. Everything in math is like a mountain. The next layer relies on the layers at the bottom. So, with that being said, I want to appreciate all of you for your curiosity, and I appreciate all of you as you embark on your transition from summer vacation relaxer to fall student in the school, and I really. Hope that everybody is taking in some of the things that we've done and we're doing, and and so I think we had a really good 2 weeks. I also want to reiterate to remember on Friday, I want you all's prototype done, and to my DiffIQ students, Please take the time to refresh on your derivatives and some of your old rules from calculus, and I will see you all later.
Brother Bonzo, real quick, the prototype was only for people on the engineering side, right? Not the management?
That is correct.
For management, we have to come up with 10 items that would sell in our market.
That is correct, Ife. You all are free to collaborate on your homework assignments. In fact, I encourage you to, because it's about the company that you're starting. All right, folks.
All right, with that, we're going to wish you a good evening, powerful evening, a wonderful evening. Go with joy, peace, and power.